95.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And on the line with us now is Rick Shackle, who's the principal at Booker T. Washington High School. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
I love it. Thank you for being on. So tell us about Booker T. and what's new this year.
You know what? We're going through a lot of renovations. It started last year, so actually there was a point that we're moving teachers from like 12 classrooms at a time and having to put them out in portables and many days without air. But we all endured, and it's something that's long overdue. So we're still going through that. It's a two-phase project. And so most of the classrooms are done. We have two more sections that need to be done. But we're just moving and taking it in stride and all getting through it together. Takes everyone.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, I had Keith Leonard on at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, and he mentioned that. And I said, you know what? Kids need to learn to pivot, so it's totally fine. Get them used to life.
Well, you know what? Being a young adult in today's society, I mean, being stimulated 24/7, they just kind of roll with it, and they've been great.
Exactly, exactly. So from a high school perspective, talk about how the high schoolers can what's some advice you have for them for balancing academics, jobs, future planning for college, things like that?
Well, you know, especially with the juniors and seniors, if they're just now starting to look for scholarships, they're kind of behind the ball. It's really competitive, and it starts even when they come in ninth grade. We're already advising the counselors going to classrooms. We have people from different colleges that come in and set up in the atrium, the cafeteria, and that happens each and every year. We probably have like 20 to 25 colleges that actually do come in and sit down. And so in addition to that, their guidance counselors do meet with them, and then when they register for classes and sign up for classes, as their academic career progresses, then once you're a junior and senior, you already have just about everything at place. At that point, you're just really looking at SAT and ACT test scores to see what you can and can't qualify for. Last year, we were very blessed. We had 16 seniors that graduated with over a 5.0.
Wow.
I've been a principal for a long time, and that's just the highest numbers, and it's probably going to exceed, and you're going to see other schools, and the GPAs just keep climbing because it's so competitive, and they're taking these extra courses, not just during the day, but they're taking online courses, they're taking AP courses, and they're taking dual enrollment. So it gets pretty competitive, and these kids know who's taking what. And it's great competition because, for the most part, it's friendly, but it also gets personal sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah, I know. My son Dylan will be a junior there this year, and we're already, you know, looking at all the scholarships to apply for, focusing on going to state for diving again to work that scholarship. So, yeah, and he'll be dual enrollment as well. So it's a lot. It's just, it is so competitive.
And Pensacola State does a great job. You know, they have the trio that comes in here, and then they have the financial advisor that comes in here and talks to the kids so we can sign them up for the FAFSA. And so, again, we appreciate University of West Florida and Pensacola State that are doing a great job, and they recruit our kids, and they treat them well.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. So what are some of the opportunities that the students have at Washington? I know there's
the different industry certifications, the early childhood, the multimedia, and then, of course, the health academy. And so we do have five, and there are a lot of kids that are interested in that. And even in our aviation, we've had some kids last year that, you know, they graduated and came out of high school, and, you know, they're going to start at $60,000 a year with some of these industries. So that's pretty impressive for a high school graduate to come out and have those kind of skills and start to make that kind of money. And then, of course, you have a lot of DE. We offer a lot of DE here, and we do teach that on campus with our kids. We have some that go over to Pensacola State, but for the most part, they're here unless they're full-time dual enrolled. And the kids that aren't taking the DE, we have a very, very successful and just a lot of participation with the AP program.
Oh, yeah. I know my son's in several of those classes as well. So there's so many opportunities that the kids have that, like when I went to Washington, dual enrollment was just starting. So it's so different now, and the kids have so many amazing opportunities. So thank you for what you're doing and instilling in our kids. I know school spirit, the high school experience. I was really big on the high school experience. I was in all the clubs and I was at all the games and so sports and things like that. How do you guys encourage that from an extracurricular standpoint and getting involved? Because I know that's important on a resume for college as well.
Well, absolutely. And I think that what we promote here and support is that there's something for everyone. If you can't find something, come see me or one of the guidance counselors, and we'll give you some options. But everybody should be involved in something. And, of course, you do have the kids that work. But with these students, again, they're just overstimulated. And so they get involved in everything, and there's so many opportunities and so much that is actually going on. If you go into – and I do this in freshman orientation and in the senior honors night. If you're involved in some other club or you're involved in some academics or sports, raise your hand. And, you know, majority of them raise their hands because they are involved in other things. Mm-hmm. And research shows that the kids who are involved in other things and not just academics, that they tend to be more successful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes them better, well-rounded, and they can handle more things that make them pivot in life, too. So they're used to that hustle and bustle and the being involved. I love it. So wonderful.
Yeah. And a lot of the kids, too, they really appreciate when, like in the morning announcements, that, you know, somebody's going to sign a scholarship, we'll announce that, and in the afternoon, you know, we get in the atrium and have that sport come together and everyone on that team, and we've been really successful with the scholarship, so that's something that kids look to. And then, of course, we were very fortunate last year. We won state championship in girls basketball, and certainly a shout out to Coach Brown, Jade Brown. She was Coach of the Year for the state of Florida, mm-hmm. and to experience a pep rally like that was it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Oh,
it's controlled chaos. The kids love it.
Oh, yeah. It's so – I mean, school spirit is so amazing. Like, you know, high school, that's what I tell my son all the time. High school is, you know, it's literally your first formative years, like where – you're really involved, you're being an individual, and you're involved in all these different things, and that school spirit just adds value to all of that.
And one of the other things, too, is you tell kids, because, you know, leadership comes in so many, it's just a mm-hmm. variety of actions, and whether it's by verbal or it's just by your actions that you're doing, but, you know, we tell the kids all the time, you know, especially here at Booker T, you don't have to be a freshman or a sophomore, or junior, or senior to be a leader, you just have to be a Wildcat.
Exactly. Go Wildcats.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Well, I graduated, you know, sometime a few years back, and, you know, Wildcat for life. That's what we do.
Just real quick. And hi, Principal. I'm Candy. Did Roy Jones go there?
Yeah, Roy Jones actually graduated a couple years before me. So my freshman year was the year that we had four Olympians from Washington. So we had a huge pep rally. Yeah, because it was, all the divers, Roy Jones, it was Beth Barr.
Beth Barr.
Yep, Daniel Waters and Andrea Craig.
Yes. Derek Brooks, all of them.
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Derek graduated the year before me, so yeah, or 2 years before me. So yeah, we had a lot of important people.
Yeah, talk
people
about competition.
My goodness,
yeah. I know.
Yeah, and my son awesome. Dives now, but I'm like, I don't know if he'll be, you know, one of them. But, you know, it's still the same.
That is super cool.
Well,
yeah.
you know, our dive program is just phenomenal. And Randy Sanderson, he actually retired last year. But every year we are sending divers to state and swimmers. And the swim team is just, you know, the Splash Cats, the other group that we have, they do a great job.
Yeah,
really
Splash
good.
Cats. Yeah, I'm on the booster club board for that. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But my Dylan actually went to state as a freshman and a sophomore. So he'll be going to state again this year, you know, if everything goes according to plan. And hopefully we're going for top eight this year. We're working our way up. So,
yeah. Again, it's just phenomenal what those kids can do.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. So, but thank you so much for being on and giving us a little insight into Washington and the high school experience.
Okay, and you know what? Thank you for having me. And just because we're on the radio, I just do want to say that shout out to my wife, who is in Santa Rosa County, and also my daughter, because they have students today, and we don't.
Yep.
Does your wife teach? Or is she?
Yeah, she's a teacher at Hobbs Middle School.
Hey, all right.
My daughter's at SS Intermediate.
Oh wow! Yes,
that's
yes. Santa
hey,
Rosa.
Guys.
Yes, Santa Rosa
that's
today.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then Washington, or then Escambia County will start on Wednesday. So, yep, okay. Getting them all ready.
All right. Well, thanks
all right,
for
thank
having
you.
Me. You guys have a great
all
day.
All right. You too.
Thank you
okay,
so much.
Bye bye.
What a nice guy. That's
oh,
cool.
Yeah,
that is super cool.
He's a great principal.
I can't imagine he's not, man. Okay, so we do have some accidents that we are going to watch out for today. Somebody wanted to give clarification on Highway 90 as you're crossing the big bridge, like to get in from Pensacola, heading towards Pace. There's two different accidents that both have Florida Highway Patrol officers there. One's a set of trucks, and the other one is a set of SUVs. They're pulled over to the left side, so as soon as you come over the top of the bridge, that's what that is. So just a big slowdown today. Certainly use caution there and caution wherever you are. Did you know that economic development is about building our economy from our current and future residents? And you should know that. Presented by Florida West Economic Development Alliance. Taking a look at some of the other accidents. Mobile Highway and Wahoo Drive in Pensacola showing an accident but not a roadblock this morning. Marcus Point and W, there was an accident this morning. It looks like that has been moved off to the side. This is new. Hayes and North Pace Boulevard showing that accident but moved off in Santa Rosa County. South Airport Road and Highway 90 in Milton showing an accident. 437-1620. If you see something, you can let us know. Jennifer Harrison sitting in for Andrew McKay. We'll be right back.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Paul Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
If you own a business, chances are you did not get into that business because you love managing employee benefits and payroll and HR. Yeah, like it's not fun to think about. You got into business to what? Build computers or service cars or handle landscaping or, you know, whatever it is you do. And then as your business grows and you have employees and you have to deal with this stuff, and by have to, I mean have to. It's not fun. But you want to make sure to take care of your people, give them the best health, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance that you can, right, at the best prices. That's where Torgerson Causey comes in. They're good at this. In fact, kind of weirdly, they like this stuff. They went into business to do the thing that you kind of hate doing because they like it, they're good at it, and trust me, having used them now for about 4 years, Cat Country and News Radio, we've been using them since 2021, they have been fantastic. They gave us plans we didn't have before, choices we didn't have before, better customer service than we ever imagined. Torgerson Causey, more than 20 years helping local businesses like yours. Give them a call today for a no-obligation review, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, this is DC Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm DC Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
DC Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by DC Reeves for Mayor.
Whatever the day, whatever the hour, FPL is working to keep your service reliable and your bills as low as possible by building stronger transmission lines and rerouting power with our self-healing grid, by preparing for storms and restoring service quickly, and by building highly efficient, diverse energy sources. Because we know every dollar counts. FPL, working for you every single day.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready.
From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
This isn't shouting.
It's conversation.
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays at 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's the Pensacola Morning News. Jennifer Harrison sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. I'm going to do traffic real quick. My name is Candy. I've got traffic on the fives for you, and there's quite a bit to look out for today. For one, it looks like Highway 90, just as you're crossing that big bridge to get into Pace from Pensacola, so yeah, headed eastbound. Two different accidents that have FHP officers on scene. One's a set of trucks. The other is a set of SUVs. They're both pulled off to the left side as soon as you come over the top of the bridge. So that's what that slowdown is. It is down to one lane. Use caution wherever you are. We're watching a few other areas, of course. There was an accident near the spur early this morning. It looks like that has been moved off to the side. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 12 showing an accident. That looks clear. It looks like Hayes and Pace Boulevard showing an accident, but not a roadblock this morning. And then in the north end, it looks like Highway 97. This is north of Molino. Well, technically Molino. Sunshine Hill Road and Highway 97 showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. 437-1620, Santa Rosa County schools are in session, so watch for school buses on the road. And the same with Escambia County, Alabama. That's in session today, too. So thank you. Hats off to our teachers and our principal and everybody working for the school. We appreciate that. Escambia County, Florida, of course, schools return on Wednesday. It's 826. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives and 437-1620. You see that accident or slowdown. And Jennifer, thank you again so much for filling in for Andrew today.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're fantastic. You should be here all the time. It should be the Jennifer Harrison show.
Aw, thanks,
work
Candy.
Every day. You're welcome. You're great. You are fantastic. And it is nice talking to you with all the stuff that you've done. It's so funny. She had a list of numbers to all education today.
All education.
Yes.
Yep. It's all back to school.
It is all back to school. And your son starts back Wednesday.
Wednesday. He'll be a junior and driving himself. So it's a whole new experience.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, I don't. He doesn't need me as much anymore.
Do you let him drive your car, or does he have his
own?
He
doesn't want to. I have an SUV. Oh. No, I have an SUV, and it's a mom car now. So
got it.
My size SUV is not cool. So he bought himself, which he saved up all his own money last summer. He worked, and he bought himself a 2007 Pathfinder. So
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's his car. He's like, yeah, I don't want to drive yours anymore. I'm like,
oh
okay.
Man, I guess those are the station wagons of the, you know.
No, apparently mom. it's like a minivan, and which I would never never owned one. I mean, for those of you that do, that's
no,
great.
No, they're
it's
all fantastic.
Me.
Absolutely, every vehicle
but
is.
I
great.
Didn't think my SUV was a mom car, but apparently it is.
Oh, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm. So
I was gonna say, I like your car. I saw you pull
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
I think it's hip and styling.
I think it's nice, but
it is very nice. Yeah,
oh, apparently for the teenagers, it's not.
Great. We spoke with Rick Shackle a little bit earlier, the principal for Booker T. Washington High School, and it's always such a thrill to speak to some of these people. And that's where Jennifer went to high school, which I think is cool.
Go Wildcats.
And go Wildcats! Sam Strickland is who we're going to speak with this coming up here.
Yeah, she's county PTA president for Escambia County this year. So.
And that's all the schools?
County is kind of the connection between Florida PTA and national PTA and the local units at the schools that have a PTA.
I didn't know that, like, so. All of that was a thing. This yeah. is eye-opening, and I have, I'm sure there's others of us that just never, you know.
Yeah, I was involved with county PTA for a long time. It is a good way to be involved on a higher level than the local, and you can be a resource for them.
Sure. I found, like, one of my girlfriends, she's a twin. And the twin had a child. They're still alive. Everybody's great. But she joined the aunt joined the PTA, and I thought you had to have a child yeah.
And anybody
I just thought that was awesome.
Yeah, and anybody actually can join PTA.
Isn't that great?
Because if you think about it, the school is in a neighborhood, and the neighborhood is in the city and or the county. So if you're involved in the PTA, those students at the school that you're involved with and helping, it's helping the neighborhood, helping it all kind of works together. So
no, absolutely.
And every neighborhood
sure.
has a church and a school associated with them to some degree. So those are kind of your center points mm-hmm. for neighborhoods, in my opinion.
That
so,
is fantastic. Yeah. I know, like, we love paying our school taxes. I'm serious. I mean, yeah. we don't have kids, but it's like, you just yeah. know it's going towards mm-hmm. better things.
It
and
is.
After talking to some of our educators this morning, it's so...
Yeah,
it doesn't make your heart swell. Like, we have some great people.
I mean, those
in
are
this
our future leaders. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know. But is your son going to run for president?
Oh, no. That is oh. not his thing
oh, come
at
on.
All.
Nope. Well, I'm trying to talk yeah. her into running for something.
Nope.
Like, nope.
Negative.
I'd rather be the kingmaker. 8:30, and we'll have Sam Strickland join us next.
Fox News, I'm Roxanne Evans. Iran demanding major concessions before the strait reopens.
Iran's Supreme National Security Council issued a statement calling on the United States to permanently end the war and compensate Iran for damages before the strait would reopen. Iran's foreign minister says even if a deal is reached, it doesn't necessarily mean the strait will stay open.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting key elements of a Gaza peace deal, calling for Hamas to disarm before any Israeli withdrawal.
He also says a Palestinian state will not be established as long as he's prime minister.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Candidates are making a final push in critical primary races. Six states head to the polls tomorrow, including a special primary in South Carolina to replace the late Senator Lindsey Graham. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31. It's News Radio 92.3. 80 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. Our next news. Partly cloudy and 79 degrees right now. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office holding a community presentation on internet safety for kids and teens. That's going to be August 13th from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Navarre Library. Detective Ashley Thompson is presenting alongside the Santa Rosa Kids House. They'll be covering resources for parents and taking questions on internet crimes against children. It follows a similar event that was held in Jay last month. A person was shot on Saturday after a fight at the 850 Daiquiri Bar in Escambia County. Deputies say that two men got into an argument. There was a large crowd there, and shots were fired. A nearby vehicle was hit. Deputies later learned somebody had gone to the hospital with a gunshot wound after being caught in the crossfire. No arrests have been made. The victim's condition as of yet is unknown. Former Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum has been arrested in Baldwin County. According to TMZ, Gillum tested positive for methamphetamine during a court appearance. He was arrested last month in Daphne after he was pulled over for erratic driving. The police said they found drug paraphernalia and what tested positive as methamphetamine. Gillum narrowly lost the 2018 governor's race to Ron DeSantis by less than 1% of the vote. 74-year-old Pensacola man was cited after his SUV collided with a train Sunday morning. That happened on Airport Boulevard. Troopers say he drove under a lowered crossing arm and onto the tracks despite the flashing lights and the train's horn, striking the side of the train. The man suffered minor injuries and was cited for careless driving. 29-year-old man is dead after opening fire on deputies Saturday morning in Crestview. Sheriff Eric Aiden said the man had active warrants tied to escalating threats, including firing a gun near a school and in a residential neighborhood. Deputies say the man fired multiple rounds, striking law enforcement equipment and nearby properties, although the good news is no officers were hurt. He was pronounced dead at the scene. FDLE is conducting an independent investigation, as would be standard procedure. A Marion County woman has lost her arm after being bitten by an alligator while swimming in the Silver River on Saturday. FWC says a boater rushed to the woman's rescue after hearing her screaming. He scared off the gator, was able to use a rope as a tourniquet to get her to a boat ramp for rescuers. The woman has since left the hospital and returned home. The 9.5-foot alligator was trapped and removed from the river. The woman's family later called the boater to thank him for saving her life. And SpaceX has a launch event planned today in Cape Canaveral. They're going to carry 29 more Starlink satellites into orbit. The launch window opens at about 10 o'clock this morning. It is 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
It'd be easier to tell you where the accidents are not. I'm just kidding. It looks like, there's an accident at the end of the Escambia River Bridge. The right turning lane is blocked, and we got a couple of people texting in about it. Tiffany, thank you so much. The clarification is two different accidents at the end of the bridge. One is two SUVs, the other are two trucks, and that's right after you come over the top of the bridge. So they're pulled off to the left after that accident on the right side. 29 northbound on 10 Mile Road. There was a truck that spun off into a ditch, so first responders are on scene there. Watch for your stuff. And, of course, school buses back in session. Santa Rosa County this week, Escambia County, Alabama this week, well, today specifically, and Escambia County, Florida schools start back on Wednesday. So just remember to keep those school buses in mind when you're making your way places. 437-1620, if you see that accident or slowdown, Candy with traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful summer-like day today with a 30% chance of rain, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 30% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, high near 91. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 80 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And your money now. Taking a look at our opening markets here. The Dow is down 92 and a quarter points this morning, 53,943.70. S&P 500 down 3 and a quarter points, 77,53.73. NASDAQ is down 38,459 at 26,654.462. 10-year bond rate up slightly this morning, 4.676%. Gold prices down $6.90 at $43.92.80. Silver is up 65 cents at $64.15. And looking at those oil prices this morning, West Texas Intermediate is up $1.44.79.62 a barrel. And Brent crude up $1.68 at $85.20 a barrel. Taking a look at our fuel prices, the national average for a gallon of regular is down just a bit at $4 even here this morning. Looking locally, Escambia County average price is about $3.58 a gallon. Santa Rosa $3.67 a gallon. Okaloosa County $3.67 per gallon. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg wants to see lower barriers in the U.S. for open source AI in order to compete with Chinese companies. Zuckerberg made that call today as Meta released a new AI model called Muse Glimmer, smaller than other top AI models in use and looking to serve as a system that can run directly on somebody's device. Zuckerberg said new policies for open weight models are needed if domestic AI companies want to lead the industry. Taylor Farms is recalling food items containing jalapenos over possible salmonella contamination. This comes after the California-based company pulled lettuce linked to the ongoing cyclospora outbreak. Taylor Farms said the recalled products include salsas and guacamole. It was flagged after fresh peppers were recalled by Coast Citrus Distributors. And Kentucky importers announced over 1 million ladders have been recalled due to potential fall risks and injuries. Louisville Ladder Incorporated recalled the ladders in an alert late last week. The Kentucky-based company said the aluminum or wood frame ladders with gas struts come with handrails and fold into the attic. On the Consumer Product Safety Commission website, the company said the bolts on the ladders could potentially break, causing those using them to be injured. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 as Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in tomorrow at 10 as Pensacola Sports will be discussing the upcoming events that are on their calendar.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Hello, I'm Colonel Eric W. Shorter, and I'm running for mayor. I'm a true son of Pensacola and a product of multiple generations of public servants. My goals are simple. Vertical economic initiatives, jobs, 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 affordability and housing, neighborhood revitalization, and education reformation. Citywide opportunity is possible, and I'm not guessing. Vote for the positive choice. Colonel Eric W. Shorter for mayor of Pensacola.
Paid and approved by Colonel Eric Shorter, candidate for mayor of Pensacola.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Ever notice how the best advice usually comes from someone who actually does this stuff for a living? That's the idea behind Pet Talk, also known as the Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9.
Good morning, this is Pet Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.
Meg sits down with local business owners and professionals to talk real solutions, real experience, and real-life questions. Pet Talk with Meg, weekdays 9 to 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative, local, dependable.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go, and Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day? Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles, and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier, and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Good morning. This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Candy, you're just picking the right music today. I love it. I love
we're
it.
Dancing.
I know.
Wearing my tap shoes.
I know. If only people could see how much fun we're having in this party.
That's right. You're amazing.
Well, on the air now, or on the line now, we have Sam Strickland, who is the president this year of the Escambia County Council of PTAs. Hi, Sam.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. It sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun over there.
We are. It's a big party over here. And thank you so much for joining us. I just thought bringing the PTA in is a great way to talk about the back to school, because the PTA and the county PTA, as well as the PTAs in the local units in all the schools, do such good to help support the the parents, the teachers, and the school itself to help our students just have a great year. So, so tell me a little bit about the county PTA and how the county works with the local schools. How do you support the schools? All of that.
Oh, sure. So the County Council PTA, we provide training and support for all of our local units. We're kind of the bridge between the school PTAs and the state. So we're here to strengthen the unit, provide leadership development. We ensure compliance with the state PTA standards. We help advocate at a county level and build community across the schools. For building community across the schools, like, we hold monthly events throughout the year. This past Saturday, we had a connection cafe over at PJ's Coffee, and we answered questions, introduced ourselves to the local units, kind of had like a drop-in sit-down time where they could come in and just we could field any questions that they might have. Just things like that throughout the year. We hold meetings and trainings. Just to help support our local units and answer any questions that they might have or have questions that come up. Kind of likewise, like a similar event, we're having our annual fall leadership training on September 19th at Marcus Point Baptist Church from 7:45 to 2, where we can offer that training on policies and procedures, PTA rules. We're going to have a big exhibit hall. We're really excited about all of that.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I know I was involved with the county PTA for a lot of years, and we did those, and it's such a great resource for those local units that can learn about what they need to be doing and how they actually support the teachers or the parents and the students and the teachers to help make a better experience ultimately for the students. So from a volunteer perspective, for parents who are short on time, who are new, they don't know exactly what they can do, what are the most effective ways to get involved with their own school PTA where their children are going?
I'd say the best way for them to get involved is just to start off joining the PTA. Attend a meeting if you can. Reach out to your schools via email or just talk to them and see where the help is needed. There are lots of things that can also be done from home, but also being a PTA member doesn't mean that you necessarily have to volunteer. You can give as much time as you want. It's really all up to you. Just supporting your school and showing them that you're there and you're there to support their PTA. I think the family participation, it makes a really big difference, especially in our classrooms, because, you know, it's engaging us with the teachers, the schools, families, and students, and the main thing is support. We're just there to support them.
Yeah.
PTA's mission is to make every child's potential a reality, and we help do that by engaging and improving families and communities, just advocating for all of our children. And we do that by being involved.
Yeah, and that's what I talked about earlier on the show this morning is, you know, just being involved. Like, being there gives you access to your students so that you can see what's going on. The more involved you are, the better it is for your child, inevitably, because you're in the know. You're not, you know what they need to be doing, what they need, you know, how the school works, all of the things. And from a parent's perspective, even if they only have an hour, I used to tell people all the time, if you have an hour a month, that is more than enough. You can do something, even come to an event, volunteer, you know, in your child's classroom, whatever it is. An hour makes a difference. It doesn't have to be full time.
Oh, yeah. I started off in PTA. My first was a room parent in my son's kindergarten class. And the teacher just needs somebody to come in and, you know, cut out some shapes, mm-hmm. like once a week for a little bit. So, you know, it's just any level of involvement.
Oh, yeah. And I know fundraisers are a big part of what the PTAs do to help support those programs within the schools, support projects, whatever it is. What are some of the fundraisers that you guys can help share with the local units so that they know who to get a hold of and what to do?
So there are all kinds of different fundraising things you can do. A lot of times you can just reach, I mean, everybody wants to help and support. So you can reach out to businesses. A lot of times they want to donate things. There are grants that are out there that you can apply for. And all those funds are going to support all kinds of different school programs. So we have some of my favorites. So we help raise money for school supplies, back to school, different STEM programs, math nights, all of those things.
Yeah. I know some of the easy ones, and I work with a lot still, even though I'm not in PTA, I still work with a lot of the local restaurants because they'll do night outs where you can actually raise money just by going to eat at a certain restaurant. I know Texas Roadhouse and Bubba's 33 are real big on that. Chick-fil-A will do it. I mean, pretty much any restaurant, if you ask them, will probably do a spirit night of some sort. And that's an easy way to, number one, get them involved in your community at your school, but also raise some funds and some awareness for them. So it's a give, it's a win-win.
Have a delicious meal in the meantime.
Exactly. And a lot of people want to be community partners. They just don't know what to do. So this is a great way to showcase those local businesses and other people that are in the community, how they can get involved, even just, you know, holding a fundraiser for them.
They can join the PTA too.
Exactly. And joining the PTA, you don't have to be at the school. Candy and I were actually just talking about this before we got on with you. You don't have to be at the school. Like your kids don't have to be at that school to join the PTA. The PTA is in the middle of a neighborhood. So that neighborhood is going to benefit from you joining the PTA at that school.
Mm-hmm. And you can join as many PTAs as you want.
You can.
You don't have to be one.
You can. You can join all of them. Yeah. You can join as many as you want. I mean, that even though it's a little bit of money, it's going to that PTA to help them run because it's all volunteer run. It's completely – nobody's paid in PTA. It's, you know, it's a win-win completely. Plus, then that neighborhood's getting more involved in the school, which gives them more knowledge about what's going on. So, yeah. So is there anything else, any other events besides your training that you have coming up that you want to share that parents can get involved with, community can get involved with, teachers can get involved with?
My favorite program that PTA does in the fall is our National PTA Reflections Program, and that'll be coming out through schools. It's something they do at home with their parents, but it's an art program, so that's, they can participate in literature, visual art, music, dance, film, photography. This year's theme is What My Culture Means to Me, which is a really great theme. It's a student-created theme. It's actually a contest that they have. And it's just a great way to provide that opportunity for students to express their thoughts and feelings and, you know, develop artistic literacy skills. And it's a really great program that love that we do in the fall.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program. And there's kids that have gone to all the way up to the national level from our county. Mm-hmm. Yeah, several schools have sent people that high. So it's a great exposure for them and gets them involved in competition and creativity, all the things. So.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So just remind everybody how they can get involved, where they can go for information.
Oh, sure. Well, we have a website, too, for the Escambia County Council PTA. We also have a Facebook page, so they can reach out to us. They can email us if they want at eccpta1925@gmail.com. They can get in touch with their schools. A lot of the schools' websites will also have PTA contact information for their specific local unit. Just join the PTA and get involved.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on today and sharing some ways that people can get involved and all the great things that PTA does.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're
really
welcome.
Nice talking to you.
All right, you too.
Thanks so much, Sam. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back, take a look at traffic, and then pep talk in just a little bit. Jennifer, thank you again for sitting in today.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're fantastic.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Thinking about buying or selling your home? Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 with Wade Peacock and the Peacock Group. He is the expert. Get expert advice on today's housing market, home values, financing trends, and what buyers and sellers need to know right now. It's local insight you can trust. Tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Wade Peacock and the Peacock Group.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola right now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 923, 95.3 and AM 1620.
And again, Jennifer Harrison just doing an amazing job sitting in for Andrew McKay today. Thanks again for coming in.
Well, you're welcome. But, I loved it.
You got to come in all the time. So, you're bad luck for the roads, though. There's a lot going on, man. Santa Rosa County School started back today. So, you do see school buses on the road, as you know. I imagine most of them are done by now. Escambia County, Florida schools start on Wednesday. And Escambia County, Alabama schools went back to school today. Watching a few things, I-10 eastbound at mile marker 12. It looks like that has been moved off to the side. Two accidents on Highway 90 right over the top of the bridge as you're making your way from Pensacola into Pace. There was two SUVs and two trucks, but both pulled over to the side, so you shouldn't have too many problems getting where you're going. 437-1620, if you see that accident or slowdown, or you want to use it to text in and say hi to Jen, we would love it.
Hi.
Hey. There you go, Candy. It was traffic on the fives. There you go. It's 8:56. Thanks again for sitting in today.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it was fun. Just a couple things that I didn't get to. Another way you can get involved, some other organizations I belong with. I'm on the board for the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation, and there is a program under that called Tools for Teachers, and it is a great way for you to be able to donate and help teachers actually get school supplies in their classroom. Because if you don't know, mostly teachers purchase their own school supplies. So Tools for Teachers is a program that helps them at least get a start. So whether you're a new teacher or a seasoned teacher, you can place an order on the website, and we have a stash of, we have volunteers that will come in and fill boxes, and the distribution center at the school district distributes it to those schools. But you can donate $25 to $5,000, however much you want to donate, and it helps. The more money we get in, the more people it helps, more teachers it helps directly. And then the other one, I'm on the board with the Pace Center for Girls, which is a different type of school for in Escambia County and Santa Rosa. So basically it is those girls who just need a little help. Mm-hmm. They've whether gotten in trouble or something, and this school is an Escambia County school, and it is geared toward them. It's a year-round school, and that's another way. They always need, they have a closet where a prize closet. They can get rewards, so you can donate to that. You can donate money. You can donate time.
I know that one of the things they've asked to donate when I work over at CAT, like they were looking for dresses mm-hmm. at one point, yeah. like the gowns and yeah. stuff. And there's a lot of people. Yeah. There's so many galas in this mm-hmm. area, too. Yeah. And how many, you know, extra yeah. dresses. I bet you, I see you at all of them.
Yeah.
When I used to go.
I go to some
back
of them.
In the day.
Yes.
Yeah, and you look great. Yes. But I'm saying, like, we yeah. all, Meg just came yeah. in, like we do. We all have those extra yeah. dresses, and I've donated there yeah. before, and they're wonderful.
Yeah, that's but it's
wonderful.
A great organization, and it just helps those girls that, you know, they want to succeed, they want to do better, and this is kind of helping them do that. So
if somebody has a young lady, I know that they've said to contact, but where is Pace Center for Girls? Do you
it's
know?
Actually right... Right.
Is it in Pace?
Right. No. It's actually right where PSC is on
oh,
under,
it is
Underwood
right there.
Avenue.
Oh, okay. I've dropped yeah. stuff off. That's where I dropped it off. There you
yeah.
go. Well,
so that you makes can drop sense. Off drop off things. You can go to their website. You can donate money.
Wonderful.
You can learn about different ways you could, you know, mentor, sponsor. Mm-hmm. There's different ways you can get involved on that aspect.
Oh, that's fantastic. How many boards are you on off the top of your head? Do you know?
Those are the only two. Well,
right, this year.
Well, I'm also on Pensacola Navy Days. And
oh, my goodness.
I'm in Impact, but I'm not on that board. So, you know, and I volunteer mm-hmm. for a couple places. So
I forgot about Navy Days, and that just started a couple of years ago. You had
me and Brent and I are both on that. So,
that's fantastic. Man, the parade and all the fun stuff, the gallery night.
Yeah, so we'll have some things coming up because we had to postpone things. So end of the year, we'll have different things. So,
Jennifer Harrison, you are the GOAT. The greatest of all time.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
I've never been called a GOAT before.
You are the GOAT. Okay. The greatest of all time. We appreciate you.
Candy, you're my new agent.
Oh, I am. I appreciate you. Meg Peltier. Hey.
I just wish that Jennifer would get busy, do a little, make some kind of contribution to the community, would you?
I'll stop eating all those bonbons. See what I can do.
Put those bonbons away.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton.